You not necessary too much intellect. Just every day life you check up. How the self-cherishing thought make you agitated, your mind. Even if somebody ask you one cup of tea, unbelievable. But still you do it because of your ego, isn't it? Unwilling, unpleasure. You quiet, peaceful life or whatever you want, you choose. That's all. I mean that way. Okay, dear? That's all. I say in simple way. Okay? Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Your skillful mind. That's true. If your skillful mind comprehends all these people, skillful manner, sort of choose, let them put such a good environment and give food, practicing. If you can do better, you do that. You have your meditation, you're helping many people, better. That's true. But if you do with unclear mind, okay, today you emotionally you make this thing. 10 days later, oh, kitchen is broken, this broken, this window breaking, and window breaking, and this. Last night, boom, 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 he mad, I'm mad, this kind of thing. you know, you understand what I mean? Good, yeah. Possible, isn't it? So many possibilities there. That's right, you're right. If you could do, you can comprehend this all such way. By a skillful manner, you can keep all together. Better do that one. Good. It's true. Tell me now. After 12. After 12. 5 to 12. Okay, yes. Oh, yeah. So I think it's very important. Somehow, you should have mental load. By the beginning. But then, after some time, maybe you don't need mental load. But if you have also skillful wisdom, your own way, you can put it without something taking ordination off. It's possible. That also possible. Good, thank you. Then? Yes. Yeah, you have some? No question, you. Surprise. If you have a question, you can go still. Yeah. Yeah. That's okay, yeah. Oh, we understand, we all understand. I think we all understand what he's saying.
This question is about my relationship with you and other people's relationship with you because you're a Lama. And like sometimes when I think, because you're a Lama, does that mean that I should not think of you as a person too?
Yeah, you can think, yeah. Yeah, you can think, yes. You think just I'm just another man. Right.
Like, it's very hard out today.
Yes.
And I know that's hard for you.
Yes.
When it's hot like that.
You're right.
I think about how, for me, it's not bad to be hot today at all.
Yes,
I don't think it's bad for me to be
hot. Right, yes. You're right.
Maybe I shouldn't think that. That's
drama. yeah. No, that's okay, yes. Yeah. Hey, you can think, yes. Right, yes. That's okay.
Somebody told me you should never think of a Lama as a person. It's not good to do that.
Who said?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Lama is a person.
Are you a person?
No. I'm now. Now that I'm the what's canceling man now. What's canceling man? Boskin's an American man now. Okay, yeah, that's okay. Just think simple, okay? Simple thinking, good. Yes.
Mama, where do you draw the line between putting yourself in a situation where you can, where you have a lot of opportunity to see yourself cherishing thought popping up? Like, for instance, in a job, there's a lot of opportunity you're out dealing with people to see,
right,
to see that popping up.
Yeah.
But you're also creating a lot of negative karma when you're not aware of it.
Yes.
And you're always
creating
negative karma. Where do you draw the line between, while risking creating more negative karma or trying to cut yourself off from those types of situations where negative karma?
Yeah. Depend. I think that's so simple. Depend. Depend. Example, if you not put yourself that kind of situation, maybe you cannot have one bread, piece of bread for life. And maybe you die.
Well, I don't mean
so situation is many different situations. Many different circumstances, situations. You put that place yourself. That's all dear. Okay? I think that's so clear. Don't you think? Example, you don't care any job rather than this job. But that, having that job sometimes make mental disorder. But sometimes seeing really, that seeing it becomes wisdom. So there is a part of mix. One way is wisdom, one way is negative, ignorance. There's no way sure. Then you have to try to become more positive. That's all. That's all you can do. Particular that situation. Depend what situation. If you think that make you unhappy, mental disorder, maybe sometimes you're going to become crazy. Better give up that job. You know what I mean? But you have to know. Okay? I think you're alright. Depend what situation. If you only get that kind of job, then you are not sure. If you get skillful way, you found another job, very peaceful, walking happy, also Dharma, I think that's wonderful. Example, many people have this kind of job in this world. Some people are translating something. I want to translate. Some people are something. There are many different things they have. I think so. So those kind of things you can choose. But difficult is that kind of job to get. Yeah. Very difficult, yeah. I know. True, yeah. Something. Okay? You can get an easy job where you're blessed. Something you easy job you can get.
That's good. But at the same time, I'm creating a lot of negative karma all during the day when I'm getting angry
how you,
at the people. Or,
you're angry?
I mean, sometimes.
Oh, sometimes. Oh, then better. More positive, a little bit angry, that's okay. Still better. That has advantage too. Sure. Better. Good. More developing benefit to others than small angry. Doesn't matter. You forget yourself. My angry course made me, I go crazy, I don't care, as long as I help other sentient beings. You give up yourself, then automatically your case disappear again. Thank you. Okay, now, I'll not keep you long time. Okay, thank you so much. So we today we I translate Rani Sidru Noma Chichino, Majin Dog Kunjan Tendaw, Ton and Daughter Kujiwe, Chanju Simpson Chumba Chinjilo. Okay. Okay, thank you so much. Dedication also very important. Many times we do good things, but then without the dedication, small anger make it disappear. It is the mental energy. Mental energy. Whenever you do something worthwhile, instead of, oh, I did fantastic, oh, instead of proud, and sometimes becomes anger, just disappear. And then dedicate sincerely to others. This is part of training mind. So the from beginning enlightenment attitude to lead all matter sentient being into enlightenment. And then do your action, whatever it is, day. And then after you dedicate, it becomes a complete fulfillment. Okay. Otherwise we do little bit, and no poor thing. But when we do negative, we do so much perfectly from beginning up to end. It's very interesting that you have to know this. Negative, we have strong winning desire. Then we do with the great impression, with the action. Then after finish it, that result, oh, I'm so happy. Sort of dedicate for attachment. So the from beginning up to end is total, becomes total. So the mind and the practicing is totally against that total negativity. So the from beginning, self-cherishing is here. Look, self-cherishing thought is here. So automatically against it, self-cherishing is down, having enlightenment buddhisiddha. Then action positive. Then instead of proud the dedication, sincerity dedicated that action into other. I don't know. So it becomes a whole thing. Yes. You know, many religions has many person good, then no middle becomes preserved. Maybe sometimes good middle good, but no dedication good. You see, that kind of mind cannot against it to the negative attachment. You can see whole psychology by your practicing, having buddhisiddha, action, such dedication, all together makes destroying attachment. You can see, actually. You have to see. Otherwise, you don't know what purpose what you are doing. Clear? I think we're clear. So we know how psychology, what you are doing, how effective it is. You can see, isn't it? I think so. Good. Thank you so much. I think too much. Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. And goodbye. See you, Sky.
Sometimes, Sky.
Thank you very much. Thank you for waiting. You're willing to do it? Oh, right here. Okay. So that you're giving action. Action, you're giving tea with such psychological busy, selfish thought is negative, actually. As long as you have such a dedicated thought, all the knowledge, real knowledge of the enlightenment knowledge, or omniscient knowledge, wisdom, or powerful compassion, or those are comes from concerned the other living being pleasure. So having this understanding is so powerful. I mean, life happy, as we forget about enlightenment, just be practical. Everyday life you happy. You have no problem with your surrounding people. That is more practical. So that if you have your mind turning as much as possible into Buddhist and trying to realize oneself, attachment is the biggest problem for everyday life to be happy. If you realize this one, that's so simple. I mean, really simple. Even if you cannot do such a changing oneself, attachment, attitude totally to others, concerned others' pleasure, if you cannot do, just try equilibrium meditation. It's so powerful. Life becomes sort of practical life, and life enjoys. First of all, instead of trying enlightenment or some arrogant realization, looking arrogant realization, first look life joyful by solving life complicated by the comes from selfish thought. So it becomes more realistic and making sense. I don't think so, something to talk about. Okay, I think that is. So, yeah. I think that's all. As much as possible, we're looking every life how the selfish attachment could be problem around your friends. So all the problem, attachment, desire problem is come from attachment. All the hatred, anger is come from attachment. Even bad reputation is come from attachment. Somebody tell you bad name. Is that also comes from attachment. So one who really understands this, less problem and psychologically healthy, becomes healthy by releasing such emotional attachment function. So what I'm saying is actually, sometimes we too much intellecting. Highest goal, something enlightenment or philosophical something that they did, but not concerned everyday life how the problem coming. And the life disorder, arrogant looking enlightenment, something like that, it's not practical, I think. Impractical. So be practical is to just check up how the problem coming, everyday life. That's all, dear. That's all. I think that's the most important thing. Dharma practice means you all the time you checking how your problem comes from what kind of mind. You always learning. Then you always learning by realizing attachment. You can realize easily when you look at. When you don't look at, you can never see. Even if you are become oneness with the fire. I'm joking. Oh yeah. I think I don't need to talk too much. I'm very happy just today getting with the suggestion that I just meet the Gandhi Maya and the Center student. So I just meeting and have Dharma conversation. I'm very happy. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. And if you have some question, maybe we go just conversation question and say, okay. If you have, if you don't have, doesn't matter. Thank you. Dharma question. If you have some question, we do. Yes, thank you. How you help?
How do you go inside?
Yeah, good understanding, yes. I think understanding you. Okay, good. I think is that concerning more others' enjoyment than oneself. But that does not mean, so literally, I want to help all living beings right now. How can I do right now? Okay. That is impossible right now. Why? That's good point. Your question is good point. How? I check up. I don't have that much. I have potentiality to help all mother sentient beings. But now my mind is limited. Mind and wisdom is limited. And action is limited in order to help infinite living beings. Really, how can I help it? By becoming transcendental knowledge and wisdom, which is the enlightened one, you become the infinity. And you can, one time, the billion, the number, you can transform it, the different aspect of living being, and can explain different language and according element of different living being mind. So therefore, now I don't have that, I cannot do, but I have a potentiality to become enlightened one, and then can do. Okay? You're right, yes. You're right. Right now, I think it's impossible. You're embracing, your action is embracing with all mother sentient beings. But when you become the enlightened, possible. Clear idea. So now you're practicing eventually your jhana. Jhana, remember? Your jhana, which is your own positive wisdom, thought, brings you or carry you into enlightenment. That is eventually helping, totally. But now you have limited help. You can do help, but your help is limited. Okay? Yeah, you tell me something. You tell me now. You clear? Now. Self-realization, nirvana, and concerned one's own problem. Through this, he reached beyond the ego. The conceptualization of ego, he can reach. But still, his help is limited. He cannot help all mother sentient beings. So therefore, who can help all mother sentient beings is the enlightened one. Okay. So limited mind helps only limited action, with a limited action. And especially, you cannot do like that, sort of, literally, you take me. I realize, say, let's say, Lama says, the attachment, only concerned of my friend or this thing is not right. So now I'm going back home, I take all my furniture, cut, piece, I give all everybody. That you cannot do. Okay, clear? Good. Really emphasize is the training mind. Otherwise, look at this, dangerous. Oh yeah, Lama is sounds like communist here. Sounds like his idea is a communist idea. So I think all my pocket money is I have to cover everybody as much as possible. That's not right. Okay, that is still emotional. The communist idea, everybody should be ego, is not the truth, because mind not training, another ego trip. Actually, it's true. Very difficult thing. Impossible. I tell you, it's impossible. With the ego attachment, strong attachment, no solution, no training mind. And say, everybody should be equal. I say, impossible. That's all. Just porcelain, you know, glue. But still porcelain control. With gun cannot control. Maybe outside looking control. You understand? Okay, clear? So therefore, the changing one's attachment to others is end, equilibrium. Those Mahayana meditation is not just the relativity, the physical, it's the psychological mind training. Okay? It's different than communist idea ego. Okay? Good. Very good. Yes. All right. You understand now? Good example, Russia now. Russia, before, say, everybody is equal, now becoming like America. Why? Because the attachment there. Attachment there. Everybody wants their happy. So, same thing, Chinese now equal, and sometimes becomes just like America. Check out. Samsara is a cycle means just reality, it's true. You check out that. Nibbana is not the telepathic something, tell Lama. It's so logic. Logic is. We can see it logically. Don't think Lama has, oh, he predicted. Oh, he predicted sometimes. Yeah, don't even, Lama has the logic, can check out that. Joking. Arrogant. Coming arrogant thought. Yeah, yeah. Now question? Thank you. Yes. About what?
My question. But it's important to me. I think the Hinayana, it seems to say to me, you tell me if I'm right or not.
Yes, right.
Don't kill, don't steal, don't do sexual wrong things, and the whole list can.
Right, yes,
then
yes.
It seems like Mahayana says it's motivation that counts.
Yes, right.
But it seems still, at our level of understanding, we still need. Don't kill,
don't steal,
don't.
You need,
yes.
Irene.
Yeah, at this level.
Yeah, Irene.
And so then I get confused because also Nagarjuna said that the Buddha, in his great compassion for all sentient beings, said, have due possession and keep yourself well contained, just because it's so difficult to know the motivation, Mahayana.
Yeah.
Need to have very
few
possessions and be very
Hinayana in our action. True, I agree, yes. The true, I agree. It's very true, I agree. I really, 100% agree with you. Better, actually, better have less possession than concerned so many objects, desirable objects. Think that this and this, maybe this, maybe this, maybe this, maybe this. And things becomes more agitated. It's very true. I agree. That's why the Tibetan Buddhism sort of unity, practice, put Hinayana, Mahayana, put together, you understand? So that basically, fundamental, not keeping some mental rule, we are mad elephant. You know what I mean? It's true. I mean, that's very true. I mean, one really want to practice, one sincerely want to practice and to sort of meditate, one must keep some mental rule that makes it so easier. So easy. Unbelievable easy. Just like that. Example. Okay. Chicago airport. Thousands of people going like that. Like that. Somebody said, you meditate. You meditate. You meditate. You understand? It's impossible. Because why? You open the all sense like that. Cannot go like that on consultation. You're right. This is a fantastic good example. And it's also same thing like that. I make injection for her. Like that. You meditate. You meditate. Meditate, meditate. And put here, injection here. The really sense of gravitation, attachment, of these dreams is just like needle. Needle. So the mind automatically agitate the condition. So you make yourself difficult. True. That's why one Lama says, how much possession you have then produce more superstition. It's true, isn't it? It's true. So much concern, and then paranoia. If I have here important things, maybe I always take this way, it's taken, I put somewhere, maybe I worry, maybe somebody take this, or too much, mind becomes restless, function. Yeah, you're right, very important. Yes. I think that good experience is true, very important. And also, according to this country, you can have something. You can have a house, you can have a refrigerator, you can have one car, you can give. According to this country, it's not really too much concern, isn't it? And not so much effort sometimes. But having effort, too much effort, every day, morning get up, what I eat breakfast? This, what about this? What about this one? So much waste time. Incredible. I can see that. Those kind of things, it's difficult, isn't it? Really. So, as much possible, to go middle path, very important. And the environment, choosing your environment, your mental attitude, choosing. Here is choosing his mantra like this. Okay? So same thing, your everyday life, you choose your own mantra. It's true in the way. Very important. Sometimes we are weak. Say, impossible, everything is. We are weak. The human problem is can solve by human wisdom. So you make your own mantra. According to which way you develop. That's very important. Otherwise, there whatever comes, who knows? Sort of people talk about who knows, whatever comes. That's not true. Of course, one way your karma is strong. I mean, maybe your intellect, you something think such a way, doesn't work. But one way you put your environment, you make according to which way you develop. It helps. Pardon?
Everybody has a mantra. Milarepa has a mantra.
Yeah.
What would that be like?
No more than his mantra. No, I mean, I talk about the mantra is simple way to talk about. Simple means, example, what kind of people, first beginning, what kind of people you spend with time, and what kind of house you involve in, under what conditions you want to associate your life. Even night you have dancing or party or all simple life.